A Guide to Accessing Community-Based Adult Learning for Disabled People. Episode 7, How to Ask a Learning Provider to Meet Your Support Needs. We asked our co-authors what their experience was as disabled learners, students, and employees of asking for a reasonable adjustment or just getting the right support put in place. Here's what they have to say. When embarking on most courses as a person with a disability, I find it very important to take a few moments out to look at the practicalities of what I want to do, and this can include everyday tasks as well as much larger projects. Being clear in my own mind is the first step, and by having this clarity, I find I'm more able to identify any possible pitfalls. This then enables me to work out ways around them. This is also true when dealing with service providers, as I find that the vast majority want to help, and the clearer you can be on what is required, assists them and, if nothing else, speeds up the process. Also, by doing this exercise, I'm able to give them realistic options on what I require, and of course this doesn't always mean them spending lots of money. Often, it is a simple adjustment required, and being able to give practical examples can help. I also find that when making an ask, it is important to be polite and courteous, and if possible, try to smile at this stage. It is always better taking this approach rather than quoting equality and discrimination legislation from the outset. This can always be kept in reserve and used, if necessary, at a later date. I have cerebral palsy, which affects me physically. When entering a learning environment, I need to have someone with me who can write notes for me. It's important people have the opportunity to get to know you so they can build a good working relationship. It's really important to have an open and honest conversation with the learning provider about what support you require. The best thing to do is to start having discussions as early as possible to allow yourself and the learning provider to work together so you can have the best experience. I had a situation at college where a few of my scribes did not understand what I was saying, which led to a lot of stress in exams. If I had had the opportunity to work regularly with the person before the exam, they would have got used to the way I spoke and would have been able to understand me better. In a learning environment, this is crucial as it could affect the grades people receive. Ensuring that learning providers make reasonable adjustments and are open to adapting things to meet your need. An example of this is when I sat my higher English. I was entitled to 100% extra time, which meant I had to arrive early and stay late. Obviously, this had an effect on my transport, so I had to arrange to get picked up earlier and later than usual. My advice would be to speak up. It may be difficult to find the right person to talk to, but there will be somebody that should have the time to get to know you. An important thing to remember is that no two people learn the same. So just because three people have cerebral palsy, that doesn't mean they will need the same level of support. It's important to be really clear about what you need. It can be very daunting to ask for the extra help when you need it. To get the best experience, you should be able to ask for the help and receive what you need. When trying to get across what you need, remind yourself that you have the right to say exactly what works best for you. It is important you have the time to think about what you need. Don't be afraid. I found spending time planning what support I needed was helpful. I created a person-centered plan, which I can now show people. It is important for all people to have their accessibility needs met. Whether in an educational workplace or community-based setting. My best piece of advice would be not to be afraid of asking for help Whether this is by accessing materials in different formats, needing extra time for assignments, or using different ways to contact people. I've always found the people I work for and with to be very supportive and approachable when I've needed extra support, but it took a while for me to build up the confidence to speak up and explain my needs. It became easier through practice, however, and my coming to realize that I was not causing anyone an inconvenience, but was learning to empower myself and encourage wider conversations about equality. This guide was co-produced by Lead Scotland and a group of disabled people who all have experience of accessing community-based adult learning. The guide was created as part of a project funded by the Scottish Government's A Right to Learn Fund as part of their recovery programme. Lead Scotland produces free online accessible guides for disabled people about post-school learning in Scotland, and this is our first guide dedicated to community-based adult learning. For more information on Lead Scotland, go to www.lead.org.uk. Thank you for listening.